Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 2:9. Now, this is what the Lord has showed me in the Spirit, that this was the year of Jubilee. Everybody say the year of Jubilee. Can you say this? I receive it in Jesus' name. You're well on your way. Amen. From time to time, we all receive breakthrough. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary, and they shall run and not faint. Or should it be, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I believe it's either way. That's how it works. Amen. And I remember when that scripture went off in my heart and I got a revelation on it. How many knows you got to have a revelation? You get a revelation, you can live it. You can allow that revelation to work in your heart. Well, when I got that revelation, that just let me know that I can wait on the Lord. Whatever it takes. Look at your neighbor and say, whatever it takes. Say, whatever it takes, Lord. Now watch what you're saying, because the Lord's going to hold you responsible for it. Can you still say, whatever it takes, Lord? Because he will take you a lot farther than you ever thought he'd take you. How many knows Joyce Meyer's ministries? Some people have a hard time with her. I don't. It seems like she does have a big mouth, but it does attract people when it comes to the anointing. I just love her. But you know, she openly confessed this about what Jesus spoke to her this year. And you know what she said? I couldn't believe it. Do you know that she's got the largest women's ministry in the world? And there was no denomination that put her there either. It came from God through the people that she's ministering to. And I'm one of them. I haven't been given into her ministry here lately, but I have from time to time got into covenant vows with her. Amen. You ever hear a word from God and God says, go ahead and move forward and give to that ministry? Do it. Do it. If God put it in your heart to make a $1,000 vow to the building ministry here at Spirit Life, do it. Do it. And if you don't have the money, even do it more so. Because you can start a vow out with $10. You'll be amazed how much money will start coming in that'll get you to, but be sure you pay it. Now, I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm talking about a vow. But Joyce Myers, the Lord spoke to Joyce Myers and said, you're not believing big enough. Wow. He told Joyce Meyer, she openly said, I know because I listened to her last get-together. And the Lord says, you're not believing me big enough. Well, how big do you got to be? Isn't that wild? You're not believing. You know what? He convicted my heart that I'm not believing big enough. And I'm not preaching big enough. The thing that he showed me in my heart, I need to release God's blessing in your life by preaching the word concerning the vows. Concerning prosperity. I don't preach all year on prosperity. You all know that. But I don't know if you know this or not. Money has a lot to do in the kingdom of God. We discussed that in earlier times, that we can take the unrighteous manna and do righteous things with it. How many know if you got enough money, you can go buy a house? You know you can enter in a $1,000 vow with Jesus and believe him. How many here could use a house? Come on. How many here could use a house? Ask God if there's something you can do that would promote you in faith. To enter in the vow that bring a house in your life. Well, I just don't believe in vow. Well, don't worry about it. You don't have to listen to me. You follow what I'm saying? Get out of your comfort zone and move in an area where you haven't been before. And start being a blessing in that direction. You'll be surprised how much you'll increase in your life. You will absolutely be flabbergasted. There'll be money coming in you don't even know you had. But you'll be finding money under rocks. My wife one time had a dream. And she dreamt that she was out in the front yard. And she began to walk around, and under there was a lot of rocks everywhere. But every time she lifted up a rock, there was a $5 bill. See, my wife had a hard time making vows. Oh, you know, we ain't got this and we ain't got. What are you doing that giving all that money to God for? He gave her. Don't worry about that. If you can get your wife to agree with you, great. I had to go behind her back for a while until she had that dream. She had that dream. She found $5 bills everywhere in the yard. There was rocks everywhere. She turned that rock up and it'd be a $5 bill. She'd go, whoa! She'd get all excited. She'd turn up another rock and be another $5 bill. And there was hundreds of them all around them. And you know what the Lord told her? Aren't I God? I can do whatever I want when I want to do it. She got a revelation that blessings are on her way. That God had a blessing. Every way you turn can be a blessing. Everywhere you go. Yeah, 5 is the number of grace. Why? Because he already paid for it. That's another revelation I had to come to. God's grace. God's willingness to move in your behalf even though you don't deserve it. I guarantee you, I've done something this week that messed it up if I depended on my righteousness. Anybody done anything you know you wouldn't receive if you was righteous enough? That's another revelation I had to have. I had to have the revelation that Jesus done it all for me. It's a finished work of the cross. Boy, I'll never forget that because it just went off in my heart. And you know what? I no more had to be, I didn't have to try to be good enough to get God to do something for me. God's doing it because of what Jesus did. All I had to do was come in the name of Jesus by the authority of that name. Peter made it very well, didn't he? It's faith in that name that made this man walk. And in the name, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, rise up and behold. He got up and started dancing around the Pharisees and running around the temple. Freaked them all out. I'll tell you what, you want to upset some Pharisees, go to believe in God. He'll even send them on the phone. I had one call me this week. We've seen your sign. Yeah, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about another party. But you could feel that religious spirit. You could feel that Pharisaical because it's coming against what you believe in. I'm not kidding you. Says, what do you believe? Well, we believe in the resurrected Christ. We believe that he was born of a virgin, was raised from the dead. We also believe that you must be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, we also believe in the nine gifts, spirit, and the fivefold ministry of the church that God gave us according to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. And it's still in working in the place in the church today. And all I heard was click. That's all I needed to tell them. That was all she wrote. Bye. But I could feel that spirit, that religious spirit, like, who do you think you are? I am a child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, and if the Word says I can do it, I can do it. I'll get back to that scripture. I have a hard time not preaching. I need to do a lot more teaching. Amen. Y'all got to 2 Kings 2:9. One of the things that 2016, the year of Jubilee, you're going to receive, if you believe it, you'll receive a double portion of God's anointing. Everybody say double portion of God's anointing. Amen. Let's just read a little bit of scripture here and we'll figure out where we're going with this. And it came to pass. Everybody saying it came to pass. When they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. So what did Elisha had to do? He had to see to it that he was under his ministry and do exactly what the man of God says. If the man of God gives you a word, I like what Linda Vantry said because that backs up what I'm about to tell you. If you'll do what the man of God says, prosperity will come to you. And if I minister that God's going to give you a double anointing, he will give you the double anointing. You know why? That double portion is being born again filled with the Holy Spirit. The church owns the double portion of his anointing. And I know this, when you get under this ministry and you're a tither, you become a partaker of my anointing and the anointing that's operating in this church. Why, you're just being arrogant, preacher. No, I'm being honest. I'm telling you the truth. I know one thing, I became a covenant partner with Breakthrough, and I'll tell you what, I was operating on a greater anointing because I'm a covenant partner with Breakthrough. How many knows that Breakthrough has a big anointing? And all I can feel now is big. All I can think about it now is big. There's nothing wrong with thinking small, but I want to think big. Everybody say, think big. How many notice a flood of people coming in here more? Because God's leading them in here. Amen? Because we're thinking bigger. And God's bringing more people in. One of these days, everybody that's been coming here and knows that they should be here are going to be here. Amen? So one of the things that God said this year, you will be operating on a double portion of his anointing. All right, turn with me now to 1 Kings 18:41. This is all in line with what God's doing this year in the year of Jubilee. Everybody say year of Jubilee. You're going to come to that double portion of his anointing. The enemy's fought you hard because of the circumstances around you, but God's on your side. Don't let the circumstances nullify your faith. How many know you can nullify your faith by circumstance? You can. You can be overruled by it. Isn't that right? 1 Kings 18:41. The spirit of abundance. Everybody say the spirit of abundance. Write this down. And I want you to confess this all through the year. Just write it down. If you can't write it down, remember. I have abundance. Say, I have abundance. My God meets my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Therefore, I have abundance. All right, I want you to confess that starting today throughout the whole year. Write it down and start confessing it. I'm going to go into a teaching on faith. It's about four foundations of faith that I know will make your faith work. I know it will. Amen. God gives you faith so it'll work. He don't give you faith that it doesn't work. He gives you faith that will work if we work it. Amen? But we're not going to get into that subject right now. Now, say after me, I have abundance because my God meets my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Everybody say amen. Did y'all got it wrote down? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this here. 1 Kings 18:41. Y'all got it? And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Everybody say abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Everybody say amen. And said to the servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go even seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go ye and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. In other words, there was an abundance of rain coming because he seen one little cloud. You start confessing that you have abundance, you'll see a little trickle. Get ready, get ready. But that's another thing the Lord told me this year. This is your season, and it's time to party. She got that laughter. You heard that holy laughter? Oh, that's real in the body of Christ. Very real. Amen. Some churches, they won't let you in there. They'll take you to the nut house. But you know what? We don't believe in that. We believe that God, if he wants to slay you in the spirit, and you can't stop laughing, I want to join in with you. Laugh to your heart's consent. Amen. I know that laughter is good for the soul. I know a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. She received a healing today. Her life's not going to be the same since this day forward. She's going to go home this week and something different's going to happen in her life. Something good is about to happen in your life. Amen. You followed the Holy Spirit this morning, and God's going to bless you because you walked and you followed the Holy Spirit and you obeyed God. How many know we serve a good God? Don't think for one minute that God is not ready to pour out blessings on you. He's more apt to pour out blessings on you than judge you for what you haven't done. Because I'm going to tell you something. God's not in the judging business right now. He judged Jesus for what we've done. Past, present, and future. Get over it. Get your eyes off yourself and just fall in love with Jesus, and everything else will fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. That's not a license to sin. That'll keep you excited and anointed to keep you from sinning. Isn't that right? My happiest days is when I set out and praise God, and all I do is praise God all day long. You know why? Because I receive breakthrough. If I go out and announce to people what I'm believing God for, I receive an anointing for it to come to pass. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I preach on this a lot because the body of Christ, for some reason, has a hard time getting that. I think what it is their fear of failure. We're not talking about your ability. We're talking about his ability. It was accounted, it was imputed unto Abraham for righteousness that what God said he believed that he would do. Amen. And he went around telling everybody about it. Amen. The gospel is the good news. Praise God, I'm healed. Amen. Praise God, I'm going to come out of this. Praise God, I'm going to pull that thing out of my nose. And she told me that last week. You know what? There it is. I agree with her. Why would anybody in the body of Christ disagree with her? That's numb. That's a dumbed down gospel. Which is not the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you might be killed for saying that. Because the Bible says my people are killed all the day long. I'd rather die for Jesus than I would anything else. Not right. There's a few times they tried. Anybody ever had your life threatened because of Jesus? Phew, that's like nothing you ever experienced before. Because your faith is on the line. Amen. So, I hear the sound of abundance. My God meets my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now get that in your vocabulary this week and say it all. If your account comes back negative, you speak over that thing in Jesus' name. I'm not saying for you to walk in denial. You do whatever you can to make it right. God will make up the difference. I've had that happen to me so many times. I have been confessing for years. I've done jobs. I lost money. But you know what I do? There's a law that operates. It's higher than the law and the natural laws. He that waters, get watered also himself. And the liberal soul shall be made fat. I speak that over all my jobs. I come in them jobs and the negative and come out so blessed I can't hardly see straight. because God raises up a standard against it, and I get blessed everywhere I go. Don't be afraid to pour into other people's life. Don't be afraid to pour into ministries. That's your breakthrough. That's your way of getting out of wherever you're at you want to get out of. Wake up! I seen that in Melanie's life. I ain't going to say anymore. I better not say what I was going to say. But I tell you, it was a good thing. Have you seen that, Melanie? Forget your life. He that seeks to save his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Woo! Are you out there? Lose your life for Jesus today. This is a year of Jubilee. Every time you see some negative, say, ah, this is the year of Jubilee. Remind God. Ah, this is the year of Jubilee. You get an overdue bill in the mail, say, ah, this is the year of Jubilee. Obey God in the tithe. Every one of you, I could tell you right now as a believer, have had unctions that come to you about making a vow. But you put it off. Well, then it seems like it never happens. How many have done that? Let me see your hands. Well, there's only a few liars in this place. No, I'm just kidding. Do you follow, what I mean? Hallelujah. I hear the sound of abundance, for my God meets my need according to his riches and glory. I'm going to speak this to the people that have very little. Because turn with me in Genesis, the 26th chapter, right now. I never preach anything up here unless I put the word to it. Because it's not just my preaching, it's the word that backs it up. I may have the anointing to preach it. God chose the man of God to preach it. How should they know unless God sends a preacher? Hallelujah. But the anointing comes from God, and the word performs it. Isn't that right? God sees to it that it's performed. Amen? There's a few here today. This message is going to set you free, and you're going to walk in abundance with God this year. Sickness and disease will not even touch your family this year. You operate in this, you're going to come out like you've never came out before. This, thus saith the Holy Spirit, God's going to move in your life like never before. He's going to break you out of your normalcy. You're going to walk in the supernatural. I like that testimony today, because everything that took place with her, she received the anointing from the word that was sent. For one thing, she's obedient to the church. She's here every chance she gets. She receives the word and she does it with gladness. There's just some people I'm drawn to. I'm sorry. I'm drawn to this girl, boy, I tell you. I love everybody here. But I like to lift up certain ones when I see good things from them. And it also says, honor those who are worthy of the honor. Isn't that right? But when you receive a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward in the name of a prophet. All right, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the anointing that's working in me. Let him who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, that's already taking place. See what I mean? She received that word, and the change didn't come on her own. It just came. Supernatural. Everybody say supernatural. Get over on the supernatural things of God. Get away from the plain Jane being good enough. You'll never be good enough. You aren't good enough. Get on to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Quit letting your heart be condemned. If you've done something you know is wrong, just repent. Usually the people that keep doing what they're doing, it's because they want to do it. They don't want to repent. But don't come crying to me with your spiritual tail between your legs, thinking that, blaming me that God's not doing what he said he's going to do. You better watch what you're saying. Okay. What did I say? Genesis 26 chapter. This is another thing. The reapers are going to overtake the sowers. Boy, I couldn't minister this any stronger. This is it right here. Everybody say, this is it. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. I have other scripture to pronounce over that, but I'm not going to get into them right now because of the shortness of the time. But Isaac sowed in a time of famine. There was famine all around. All around them didn't show they had anything. Most of the times when I come into a covenant relationship with God making vows is when I don't have it. That's exactly right. That's when you die to yourself and raised up unto him. Pow! Amen. Now, I'm not saying this ain't something everybody has to do. You're saved. You don't have to do none of this. I'm just saying this is your Jubilee. If you believe it, you'll operate in all those different principles. All those principles are in operation today in the body of Christ. This year, when you sow, you're going to reap immediately. There ain't going to be this waiting a long time for it to reap. It's a year of Jubilee. Amen. Tell your neighbor, look for ways to sow. Amen. There's several in here who's already picking up on it. If you don't mind, I can pick out one because I like to do that. Curtis. He's beginning to see his way out. Best thing to do is come in agreement. If you got a spouse that you don't think he can come out of anything, you better start believing God. You hear me? I'm not saying that's the way she thinks about him. But what I'm saying is, you ever had a despondent spouse? You, are you out there? And there's times that you're despondent. Isn't that right? The Bible says that whenever two of you agree. But there's also a scripture that Paul gave that the believing husband is a covering for the unbelieving wife. And the believing wife is a covering for the unbelieving husband. Isn't that right? And yeah, I know he was talking about someone that hadn't been saved. But it goes for anything else. Yeah. And if you believe in healing and he don't, you start believing healing with him or for him. Amen? I have my struggles in my relationship, you know, but there's things that she tells me, I need to sharpen up on. And I listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaac sowed 100-fold in that same year, and that was in a day of famine. Okine? Some of you are in famine positions right now. And this is the way. There's an anointing in the year of Jubilee that you can walk in this area. Amen? Okay, I got one more. One more I want to show you. Amos 9:13, and then we'll close. Everybody say Amos 9:13. Y'all getting this? Anybody getting this? Hallelujah. I'm not going to minister in this fashion anymore this year. This is the last Sunday of January. I want to go right into Isaiah 58 and get into the principles of faith. You hear me? Isaiah 58. Everybody say Isaiah 58. Amen. There are areas that God has called to do, irregardless of where you're at in life. You can be a blessing to somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, I can be a blessing to somebody. Okay, now we're gonna get our focus on here. Amos 9:13. Y'all got that? No dry season. Since I've been declaring that, I have not run out of work. I'm not believing for somebody else. I'm believing for myself. Everybody's got to use their own faith. Isn't that right? No dry season. Ever since I've said that, I've seen more breakthrough in January than I've ever seen in my life. Amen? Friday, I picked up $7,000 of work. In January. I've done good in January's and past, but I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot of people out there that don't have no work. Yes, I have a painting business and a construction business. Yes, I do. Amen. But I keep believing God, and I keep believing God to be a blessing to those that come and work with me. Amen. But it takes a responsive soul and a willing and obedient to walk in that blessing. Poverty tends to itself. And I run into some hard knocks. I've been there, done that. But that's just the way it is. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Can everybody say amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got 9:13? I don't. Okay, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of the grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring, now this is the strongest one, this is the conclusion of the message, and here is the motive behind it. And if God ain't in the delivering business, you better just close this Bible, tear this page out, and just forget it. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. You have a place and a plot and an area in life that God will place you in a sweet place when you walk in this year of Jubilee through this anointing. God is going to prosper you as you obey God in the giving, in the submitting to the will of God in your life, and being with God's people. Three areas, submitting to God first. Number one, the tithe and the offering. Number three, in submission to one another in the body of Christ. The Bible says, love one another. Paul said, can I say to the hand, I have no need of thee? You need to be where the body of Christ is planted and living by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not ever learning, but never coming to the saving knowledge. You need to have revelation. That saving knowledge is revelation of the Word of God from the heart. Everybody say, from the heart. How many received anything this morning? Amen. Let's stand up in the presence of God. Hallelujah.